Spanish Summer by Ulrich, narrated by Sammy Anderson. It was the summer vacation and I had no plans because my girlfriend and I had decided to terminate our relationship. It had been entirely unproblematic at an emotional level. We had barely had sex for about 6 months, so the relationship had become a sort of friendship-slash-roommate arrangement. Neither of us would have been satisfied by that in the long run. We were living together in my flat, but I had made the gentlemanly suggestion that it would be no problem for her to stay until she found someplace else to live. That's why I had been sleeping on the sofa in the living room for almost 2 months. It had been a bit of a challenge, mostly because it felt a bit losery to sleep on a sofa when you're almost 30 years old. And, of course, because I could spend every night fantasizing about the very enjoyable sex we had been having early on in our relationship. But now she had finally found somewhere else, from the first of next month, and I thought that I would go and visit my friend Raúl, who lived in Spain, so that my ex-girlfriend could move out in peace and quiet, and I could be a grown single man once again. In every one of his invites, Raúl had neglected to mention that he lived in a one-room flat more than 100 kilometers outside Madrid, so it was not exactly a hacienda with a sweeping view of the ocean. I had quickly packed a backpack and jumped on a plane to Madrid. From the gigantic train station, it began to dawn on me how far away Raúl lived. 2 hours by train, then another train, and then another hour by bus. My destination turned out to be a small and pleasant mountain village, and I set off to try and find Raúl's house. I had written to him the week before that I would take him up on his invitation, and that I would join him the following week. He had replied that that would be perfect and sent me his address. A few days earlier, I had told him when I was due to arrive.